Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with your girl, Miana Michelle, and today's episode is entitled, Girl, Go Get It, Living Saved Diligently and Waiting. Okay, so check this out, y'all. Today's episode, number one, is the last episode of season one. Woohoo! Yay! So excited, right? Okay, so today's episode is entitled, Girl, Go Get It, Living Saved Diligently and Waiting. And everyone who knows me, by now you should know that I like to break things down. I like definitions. When I read a scripture, I like to go in every part of a scripture to kind of give you an idea of what's going on, give you good context, right? And so these three words, saved, diligent, and waiting, I'm going to break each and every one of these things down using the beautiful story of Ruth. And those who know the story of Ruth get very excited because everyone thinks when they read Ruth, they read Ruth and they go into Ruth and they're like, I'm going to be a Ruth so I can meet a Boaz. But today I want to get you out of that mindset. Don't be a Ruth to meet a Boaz. Be a Ruth to be a woman of God. That's why I want you to be a Ruth today. Right? We all say, I'm gonna be a Ruth so I can meet a Boaz and get a good husband and this and that because she was just the bomb, right? She's this girl. She got the man every woman dreams of. That's what we think when we read Ruth. I'm gonna be honest with you because I did it too. So if you are one of those people who felt that way, I want to change your mind and your brain activity, your scope of thinking. Okay. So when I break these things down, I just want you guys to think about being Ruth, right? Embodying Ruth, not for the purpose of a husband, but for the purpose of being a woman who is saved, diligent, and waiting, not waiting on a man necessarily. I mean, you could be waiting on that. That could be something that you've prayed to God about. But I want you to really think about this, waiting on whatever God has put in your heart, waiting on him to give you the go-ahead, waiting on some things to change in your life, waiting on something amazing and miraculous to happen, waiting on the word of the Lord, not just waiting for a man or waiting for a husband, a godly husband, but waiting for God to do some things in your life that will change your life forever. So I want you guys to just think about this as I go into each one of these words. Okay, so the first word is saved. Saved, being rescued, being saved, sanctified, set apart. Okay? Ruth was set apart, different from other people, right? So I'm going to read to you Ruth 1 and 16. It says, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. I've read that from the King James Version. It's the best version to really read this particular text from, in my personal opinion. So the one thing we know about Ruth is she was willing to serve the God Naomi served. And a lot of people aren't willing to leave their morals and values and thoughts and render themselves to someone else's covering, to being under something. Now, when we get saved, we have to relinquish an amount of control from ourselves to God, allowing God to come in and change us for the better. This statement, your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Naomi was willing to serve the God Naomi served, which is an amazing thing to even see as you're looking into chapter one. Now, as I'm going through these words, they're from different parts of this book of the Bible. Ruth has only four chapters, so I honestly encourage each and every one of you to go through this book of Ruth and really study and get into it and really dig into this, right? Next word, diligent. And diligent, I'm going to read Ruth 2, 3 through 8. Ruth 2, 3 through 8. And again, I am still in the King James Version because, I mean, this story is perfect in the version that is set out there. All right. Verse 3 says, and she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers asked, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is a Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. This is verse 8. Then Boaz unto Ruth said unto Ruth, hearest thou not my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let me tell you something I love about Ruth. Ruth was not noticed because of her beauty. Okay? Read a little deeper into chapter 2. Ruth was not noticed by her beauty. Boaz didn't go to his servants and, you know, in our terms, say, hey, yo, look at that beautiful girl over there. Who is that beautiful woman over there? No. He says, who is this woman working in my field? Who is this woman working in my field? She wasn't known for her beauty. He didn't recognize her beauty first. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Ruth was a beautiful woman. But he noticed her work ethic first. Her work ethic. That's the first thing he noticed. I want to ask you, ladies, what is your work ethic look like? What does your work ethic look like? Are you really diligently working in the kingdom? Working in your natural lives, on your jobs, where you've been set? Are you working where you've been planted? See, Ruth was diligent in the work that she had to do, knowing that she was not only taking care of herself, but for her mother-in-law. She loved Naomi. So she was going to help to take care of the home that they had in this new land to her. Of course, this is Naomi's home, but for Ruth, this is a new place for her, right? But she was diligently working to provide for both of them so that they could eat and they could survive. But Boaz didn't notice her beauty first. He noticed her work ethic. So I want to ask you, what does your work ethic look like? What are you doing on a daily basis? Are you really going into the work that God has called you? I'm not telling you to grind until you can't grind anymore. I'm not that person. I was that person once in my life that was like, I gotta grind, I gotta get it. Sometimes God can't bless you if you're constantly on the grind, because sometimes he wants you to rest. If you're grinding all day and you don't get no rest, you're doing it wrong. But what are you doing? Are you diligently seeking the Lord? Diligently working in the vineyard? You diligently working on your jobs and the job that God has provided for you? Are you diligently working in your homes? This is for married women too, not even just single women. But married women, are you working in your homes? You're diligently working on your marriage and your relationship with your children? Are you diligently working on the things that God has called you to? Yes, God have called many women to be evangelists and missionaries and to go over the world and all those things. But are you working at home first? Are you working diligently at home first? What are you doing at home? What are you doing in the place that you're planted now in this season of your life? Are you diligently working? See, Ruth was a worker. She was diligently working. She wasn't seeking to be noticed by Boaz. She was diligently working to provide. So that's what diligent is right there. Next, I want to talk to you about the last word, waiting. There's a song that says, wait with expectation. Wait with anticipation. Wait, I will worship you, Lord, while I wait. I love the song, William McDowell. For that, I'm going to read it to you, Ruth 3, 1 through 5. Because I want you guys to get this in your mind. Sometimes waiting means listening as well. When you're waiting, when you're still, when you're quiet, it's easier for you to listen than when you're moving. You're doing something and you're going so fast, but then there's this moment where you have to wait and listen for what's happening so that the next opportunity, the next task can be done. Sometimes you have to wait, and to wait, you have to listen. Sometimes God is saying, you're doing too much, you're going too fast. Wait, wait. You're doing so much, but wait. Because when you wait, I can talk to you, you can hear me better. Isn't that something? So I want to read to you Ruth 3, 1 through 5. And I love how in my Bible, it gives me like little titles. So the title of this is Naomi's Advice. See, because Ruth was able to wait, she was willing to wait. She could listen to what Naomi was telling her. It reads, then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast. Behold, he wineth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall be done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. So Naomi had done all this work in the field. She's working and she's working. She comes home and Mama Naomi says, I need you to wait so that I can give you these instructions. This is what I need you to do. Do this, 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 and this. This is how you're going to get Boaz, right? Okay. There's some times in our lives where we're working and working and working, and God is saying, wait. Wait for instruction. You can't get that man because you're doing all of this and doing all this, and I need you to wait. Can't get the man I've called for you. And this is just an example, because of course, as you heard at the beginning of this episode, I'm saying wait, but not just wait for a man. This is just a really great example right now. But you can't get to what I'm calling you to get to because you're rushing and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're working. Not to say that Ruth was just working and working and she wasn't paying enough attention. No. Naomi, as a mother, and this is my personal opinion. I don't want to say that this is what happened. A personal opinion, Naomi goes, hey, you've been working today. I just want you to wait and listen to what I have to say to you. This is important. And so sometimes we're just going about our daily lives and God says, wait, I need you to listen. Pause. Take a moment and wait on me. Wait for instructions. I need you to get in your secret place and pray. And sit there and wait for instructions. While you're on this job doing this thing, I'm preparing you to go somewhere else, but I need you to wait, sit, wait for instructions. You and your husband are into an argument, and God has said, don't say nothing back to him, wait for instructions. See, being saved, diligent, and waiting doesn't just go for the single person. To be honest, I was going to call this girl, go get it, living single, saved, and waiting. But this isn't just for the single people. And me being single, I cannot tell anyone about their marriages, their relationships that they're in. I don't claim to know everything. I don't know everything. Just want you to know, I don't know nothing. I don't know everything. But this was a message specifically for every woman out there on how to live safe, diligent, and waiting. You have to live saved, constantly going after and doing the things that God has called us to do. We have to be diligent in what He has put and placed over our lives. We have to wait and listen for God's voice, listen for instructions that He has to give us. We have to wait sometimes. And so I just wanted to come to you with a quick little synopsis in these three words using the story of Ruth. In the end, Ruth was saved by her kinsman redeemer, who was Boaz. She ended up with Boaz, got a man after God's heart, because she listened. She was diligent. She decided to serve a God, give and relinquish her power and what she was serving over to God, and serve the God that Naomi was serving. So I just want to give you a little bit of that. That's all I have for you today. But stay tuned for next season. This is the last episode of this season. I want you to stay tuned for season 2 that'll be coming sometime in September. But go back, look at the episodes of this season. I hope that you are blessed by this episode. I love you all. Hey, beautiful people. Thank you for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with your girl, Miana Michelle. Today was the last episode of season 1. Girl, go get it. Living saved, diligent, and waiting. I had thoroughly enjoyed this entire season, and I want you guys to go back, look at the episodes, listen to the episodes of this season. I hope you're blessed by them. I just want to kick a couple of announcements to you guys. Just want to first say that we're ending this season with a beautiful 7-day prayer journal challenge. A 7-day prayer journal challenge. I'm excited. The challenge is called Dear God. A lot of moments in my life, I began to write. Writing is a way that I can just let go and release. I write everything. I write poems. I write songs. I write letters to God. Recently, I've been writing a lot of letters to God, letters to people. But for the 7 days that we have, we're going to be writing letters to God in of the format that is given by whatever prompt is given for the next 7 days. This is for women, but men, you can join as well. No discrimination. Anybody can join. Open. It's open to everyone. But this will be June the 20th through the 26th, right? We've got about a week. Today is the 12th. Well, when this will be released is the 12th. So on the 20th through the 26th, we will be given a prompt each and every day for us to write. We're going to title each prompt, Dear God, and we're going to pour out our hearts and spend intimate time with God. This is what this is for us to spend intimate time with the Father. Amen. And so I ask that you join. The link is going to be in my Facebook. I'm going to share it by Facebook. It's going to be in my Instagram bio. I'll be sending out the messages to different people to sign up. Sign up today. I pray that this blessed you. I pray that it blessed you. Even at the end of our 7-day journal challenge on the 26th at 8 p.m., we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful night where we come together on Zoom. We talk about the prompts, we talk about the belief, we talk about what's happened, if God, you know, really answered the prayers that we had. We're going to allow God to show up even in that time. And I honestly pray that this can really help you in the future. We can do more things like this journal challenge. And so I pray again that this season bless you. Go back, take a look, listen to the episodes of this season. We'll be back in September for season 2 of the Young Believers Podcast with your girl, Miana Michelle. I love you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.